Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me today on this beautiful Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, and there's no shortage of breaking news. The story I would like to start with today involves the FBI. I would use the old line that Howie likes to use about don't let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the FBI, but I don't think anyone has any faith left in the FBI. So BuzzFeed, actually, surprisingly, BuzzFeed came out with a story yesterday all about that plot, the plan to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, this happened in October 2020. If that timing strikes you as odd, that's right before election time. And it was a huge story. Democrats were running with this. You know, the implication, since, you know, liberals always seem to be worried about implications. Fauci was very worried about it yesterday during his Senate hearings. I'm going to say the implication was that these men were credulous boomer rube Neanderthals. They were QAnon-type domestic terrorists, and they were trying to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, this took over the narrative for a very long time. In fact, I thought of this because anytime a Democrat starts to get just criticism, a criticism that is justly deserved, they tend to do one of a few things. One of those options is they play the victim. You see this a lot with Representative Ilhan Omar. She can say very outlandish things. She can dish it, but she cannot take it. And I'm not saying anyone should receive death threats, but most people in the public eye do at one point or another. It's just a matter of whether or not you're going to use that as a shield against ever being criticized. And a lot of Democrats do this. If they receive a death threat, if there's something that is trying to put them in harm's way, they say, oh, look at, you know, look how evil the other side is. All of a sudden, we all become the plotters. And you also saw this, now that I'm thinking of it, with Gavin Newsom. There was a real effort to recall Gavin Newsom. It worked. And his immediate response was, these are QAnon people. These are far-right extremists. So everyone becomes part of this group if you dare criticize these people. Now, at the time, Gretchen Whitmer was under a lot of criticism because she's a tyrant. And she locked down her state. She used all of her powers, her emergency powers, and she ruined her state. And then she also had, you know, hypocritical moments where she went to that shark, whatever it's called, bar dive. And
they have pretty good pizza.
Thank you, Jared. They have pretty good pizza. So she's a hypocrite. And I think there was also something involving her husband dropping her name. Like, do you know who my wife is, when trying to load his boat into the water? There's something along those lines that I didn't really look back on today. But she was getting a lot of criticism for good reason. And then this story comes out. And suddenly you cannot critique Gretchen Whitmer because there was a plot to kidnap her. And, you know, your dangerous rhetoric talking about how awful of a governor she is led to this kind of extremism. That's always the leap, you know? Well, yeah, I always say, you give it a couple months. You know, once Joe Biden's in there, it's amazing the amount of revelations that are coming out now that grandfathery old Joe Biden is officially safe in the White House. And he doesn't come out a lot either. He's tucked in there. He's stoking the fire. He's taking a nice sip of his orange Gatorade. And all of these stories are starting to be revealed. The truth is being revealed. And it's pretty amazing. So Glenn Greenwald, who's quickly becoming one of my top five favorite journalists, I think he's phenomenal. And the left hates him now because he doesn't toe the party line. and he doesn't push their narrative. He retweets this BuzzFeed article and says, the most significant story is the revelation by BuzzFeed of how central FBI was to the October 2020 kidnapping plot of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I'll have an article today on its implications. They are impossible to overstate. The actual plotters were the FBI. This is why it was ignorant and or dishonest to treat questions about the FBI's role in 1/6, the Capitol riots, as a deranged conspiracy. FBI has been concocting terror plots for decades. Howie actually mentioned this today, too. This is not anything new. I will leave the going back through the FBI's history to Howie at 3 o'clock because we all know he can handle that a little bit better than I can. But you just do a little research and you'll figure out not only is this not one of their first mistakes, but this isn't one of their first times being involved in concocting a plan of this nature. It was a key part of the first war on terror. They had informants, agents, and the 1/6 groups. These questions are vital. Now, there's a lot of stories about this that you guys can read. One of them from Red State is, it sure looks like the FBI basically orchestrated the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. I'm going to read this. But I want you to keep in mind that when Tucker Carlson, just a few weeks ago, brought up the fact that Glenn is mentioning here, that there were a lot of FBI players, key players, in this 1/6 situation, the worst thing since the Civil War, he was laughed out of town. He was called a lunatic. And so Jack Posobiec mentions this and says, the left was rage tweeting about the Michigan plot last year for months. Now that it's been exposed as an FBI operation, they've gone completely silent. Why is that? Sean Davis says, just like what happened with the Bundy family in Oregon, we'll eventually learn that the Capitol riots were initiated by the FBI. The corrupt FBI creates crimes to use against its political enemies. It ignores crimes committed by its political allies. We will also get into that today. It's not just about the crimes they are orchestrating. They have plenty of time to plot kidnappings of governors. They don't have a lot of time to look into pedophiles in USA Gymnastics. They don't have a lot of time to deal with school shooters, Boston Marathon bombers. But they have plenty of time to plot and plan and how to make this conservative side of the country look like crazy people. And it works for a few months until the truth comes out, and then it kind of foils their plan. Jack Posobiec also said, you guys, I'm starting to get the idea we shouldn't trust the feds. Well, that is one of the more obvious takeaways from this. But let's read a little bit into this just so you guys have a good sense of what we're going to be talking about. We are going to be talking about Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul. Rand Paul announced yesterday on the Sean Hannity show that he will send a letter to the DOJ asking for a criminal referral on Dr. Fauci, to which I say, I don't think I can like Rand Paul any more than I do right now. I mean, the guy is, if Glenn Greenwald is my top five favorite journalist, Rand Paul is top five favorite politicians. Not that that's a really hard top five to crack because most of them are terrible. But let's get into this Red State. You may recall the plot to supposedly kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer last year. And I did not print the author of this, so I can't give credit, but it's on Red State. It's by Bonchi. He's a great writer there. Arrests were made in October of 2020 with the claim that being that the FBI had stopped the kidnapping plot as well as a plan to overthrow the government. This was a big part of it, was that they were getting a lot of accolades and recognition for stopping this big plot that they planned. I would make an analogy here. The only analogy I can think of is, I can't even think of one. I would say the whole one about breaking your refrigerator and then buying a new one. I don't even know. It's just, it's out of my mind to think that you create a problem and then you thwart the problem you created. And this is supposed to be something we admire. After it came out in the weeks following the bust that one of the participants was anti-Trump and a Black Lives Matter supporter, the story quickly died down. Keep in mind, guys, that often happens, you know? If a story pops up for a second, it's like inflation. If a story pops up and then pops down, rest assured it's because it doesn't fit the narrative. All of this was intertwined at the time with the politics of Whitmer's controversial COVID policies. This came at the perfect time for her. It was a perfect distraction, you might say. The insinuation pushed by the media was that those demonstrations had provoked the kidnapping plot. You know, the people who were opposing some of her rigid lockdowns were responsible for this kind of heated attempt to kidnap her. But now a big curveball is being thrown into the mix regarding what actually happened. Apparently, the FBI didn't just have informants within the group where the arrests were made. Rather, FBI operatives played a key role in the planning of the entire ordeal and were also seemingly instrumental in birthing the plot. Would there have been a Whitmer kidnapping plot without the FBI taking such an active role and egging people to join in? That's a question that's tough to answer without more information, but it certainly shows a level of questionable behavior on the part of the FBI, with agents and superiors going much further than just gathering evidence. I'll finish this on the other side. I'll take your calls on this, 844-500-4242. I'm not surprised by this at all, especially when you look back and what we'll play on the other side is there was this great interview with Governor Gretchen Whitmer a few months ago. By the grace of God, some actual reporter got in front of her when she had her hard hat on. She was doing some PR stunt. And he asked her about her private plane that she took to go see, I think, her dad in Florida. And she mentioned, you know, because he said, why is your administration keeping your travel so secret? Because keep in mind, she wants to know your travel. She just didn't want people to know hers. She's knocking on your door, asking for your papers, but she doesn't want you to know where she's going. And she referenced, as you know, I've been getting a lot of death threats. This thing really weaved in perfect timing for Gretchen Whitmer, for Democrats. It really promulgated this narrative that anti-Biden or anti-Democrat crazy people are trying to kidnap the governor. And that is clearly, that narrative is not going to hold up. We'll get into this more. I'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. Do you think that people are starting to wake up to the FBI? I mean, I know my listeners are. I know anyone who's part of Howie Carr Nation has been aware of what happens with the FBI for quite some time. But I'm curious, is anyone else paying attention to this? Because I find this to be pretty amazing. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls all show. We also have Representative Byron Donalds at 205, which I'm very excited about. It's going to be a great show, so don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
When the president and his supporters continually perpetuate this false narrative of corruption within the FBI, that makes their job harder every day.
Anderson Cooper. I would know that voice anywhere. It's amazing how many things Trump ended up being so right about. And we saw when he was president. You know, a lot of stuff would unfold as he was president. And we'd go, oh, right about that, right about that. But in this last 6 months, and we have reached the six-month mark because Joe Biden tweeted out photos of himself yesterday, celebrating it, you know, celebrating
Biden's losing it,
celebrating all of the wonderful things he's done, like destroy our energy independence and, you know, really boost inflation to all-time, or not all-time highs, but pretty much all-time highs as far as the last 10 years ago. And yeah, it's incredible what he's been able to accomplish. The illegal immigrants surging the border. We haven't seen numbers like this in quite some time. He's not afraid to push the envelope, Joe Biden. But this story about the FBI is really breathtaking. And it's just one of a number of stories. Like I said, Howie's going to get into that all during his show at 3 o'clock. And he's not going to miss any of it. I mean, he can go really far back with the FBI. But one thing he did bring me, which is still fairly recent, is this story. Top FBI official raked in gifts from media during Russia hoax investigation. According to a Justice Department investigation, a former senior FBI official violated agency policy by having unauthorized contact with and accepting gifts from members of the media during the Trump-Russia probe. Howie actually remembers asking Jeff Sessions about this way back when. The investigation found that the official, who has since retired from the agency, had numerous contacts with members of the media between January and November 2016. He accepted tickets from members of the media for two black tie dinner events, one costing $225 and the other $300. And that's just some of the gifts that he received. And I'm going to continue reading this piece. This is by Red State. And if you just tuned in and you missed it, basically the FBI thwarted a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer that they created. They created the plot and then they thwarted the plot. What can't they do? They're multitaskers. They do it all. Obviously, further speculation will lead to questions about the motivations of the FBI to do what they did. At the time, now this is what I want people to keep in mind, because there's always a reason for these things, obviously. At the time, news of the plot represented a political boon for Whitmer and her COVID policies, as well as Democrats at large who wanted to push the evil Trump voter narrative. The timing was also convenient as it concerned the 2020 election. Was this just about law enforcement or something else? Again, we need a lot more information, but nothing about this smells right. I'm sure we'll be assured this is just another isolated incident, but I think many people have long ago lost their respect for the FBI. Too much has been revealed showing their overt politicization over the last half decade to believe the rot doesn't run deep. You can bet the FBI will not be cooperating with the OIG in that case to secure the testimony needed. Instead, we'll get more empty promises from FBI Director Christopher Wray that everything is being taken care of and that the ship has been righted. I don't believe anything that comes out of Christopher Wray's mouth. Donald Trump Jr. weighed in on this and said, the FBI would never abuse their power like that. Wait a second. Sorry, the FBI would definitely abuse their power like that. Matt Walsh weighed in and said, the FBI should be commended for stopping the kidnapping plot that they conceived and organized. Right on, FBI. What can't you guys do? Stephen, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yes, I'd like to ask you if a plot like that would have to be coordinated with Gretchen and her security people.
No, I don't think so. I don't know if it runs as deep as that she would know that the FBI was involved. I think she's got enough going on in her own office to worry about that. I don't think she probably had anything to do with it. But it is interesting how this became a really convenient excuse for a lot of things. Let's play this old cut. This is a reporter who kept pressing Gretchen Whitmer about her travel to Florida when she had the whole state on lockdown and had all these travel restrictions on her constituents. And this is what she said, cut 19.
The issue is, Governor, that your office has been very secretive about it. And so the question is, why so secretive about it? Why not come call it to the public, to Michiganders or Michiganders at school?
We don't discuss my travel. I have received an incredible number of death threats over the last year and a half. There are a lot of reasons that we don't discuss how I travel and when I travel. And that's all I'm going to say at this point.
Now, that was what she was saying at the time about this plot. I don't think she probably knew that the FBI was involved, because who would think that? You know, you have this plot to kidnap the governor. Who would actually think that had the FBI involved? You'd have to be, I don't know, like Tucker Carlson or someone who's, you know, that skeptical of the FBI. But listen to what Tucker said way back when. This is cut 20.
And it's not the first time they crossed that line in Michigan. But if you read the government's charging documents carefully, and you should, you will see that it gets even more ridiculous. It turns out that one of the five people in the planned Gretchen Whitmer kidnap van was an FBI agent in the van. Another was an FBI informant. And the feds admitted in these documents that an informant or undercover agent was, quote, usually present in the group's meetings.
Yeah, and it turns out they had at least 12 informants in the Michigan militia gang who encouraged bizarre plot against Whitmer. We'll go through some of the FBI's worst moments after this. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
All right, let's do a quick recap here. So the FBI, it was uncovered yesterday by BuzzFeed, of all places. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk? Not me. I go to BuzzFeed when I want to figure out what my horoscope sign says about my favorite kind of bread. But I don't usually go there for, you know, big time bombshells. But hey, good for them. FBI informants were involved in nearly every aspect of the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, starting with its inception. And now this brings up a really good point that I saw on Twitter today from Jesse Kelly, which is, you know, this needs to be an issue that contenders in 2024 dig into. I'm tired of coming on here day after day and expressing my frustration with the FBI and with all these government agencies, but also at the same time knowing no one's ever going to be held accountable. Kelly writes, "You cannot consider any Republican running for president if they don't promise to dig into the FBI. Not Trump, not DeSantis, none of them. It's that important. It's easier to understand the mistakes at the FBI when you accept the organization is run by people who think anyone on the right is a virus who must be purged from society." I don't know if I would go that far, but I definitely, from what I've read of people at the FBI's personal text messages, I'm specifically talking about the lovers, I don't think they're too fond of Trump country. I think that goes without question. I'm sure there are some people in there who are, you know, at least try to stay apolitical, but I think for the most part, it's Swampville, USA. What I want to read now, though, is I want to look back here and go over some of the most embarrassing failures from the FBI. The Daily Caller has a great piece that details all of this. A lot of this is before my time, so it's very helpful to have kind of this guideline of all of the mistakes because it's easy to forget. They're coming out now once a week with a new thing they've bungled. So it's easy to overlook some of these, but when people write it out for you, it makes it a lot easier. And we will take your calls on this, 844-500-4242. I know people are frustrated. I am as well. But before we get to that, let's do the poll question quickly. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Have you been watching the Olympics?
All right. So the reason I brought this up is there's stories every day about some new woke trend that's happening with the Olympics. You know, some athlete is kneeling for the flag or, you know, that woman, the hammer thrower, she put the shirt over her face when the anthem was playing. She accused the people running the event that they set her up or that this was, you know, on purpose to make her look foolish, which she clearly was able to do all on her own. But she used the Pelosi excuse, "I was set up." And then yesterday, I started seeing all these headlines that Sweden stunned the United States at the Olympics with a 3-0 victory Wednesday in the women's soccer tournament. The U.S. ranked number one in the world and were the favorites to win gold in Tokyo, and they'd been riding a 44-match unbeaten streak ahead of the game. Now, conservative Twitter, as Jen Psaki would call them, had a lot of fun with this, specifically because the women's soccer team all took a knee before the opener. They're big on the kneeling. And Megan Rapinoe is there. I'm sure she's the captain or something. And she's a huge liberal. I mean, she was at the White House at the podium, basically giving a presser before Joe Biden was. I remember seeing her on that day thinking, so Megan Rapinoe is talking to the press more than our president. How scary is that? But the Daily Wire reported U.S. women's soccer team takes stunning loss after kneeling for Black Lives Matter before Olympic opener. And a lot of people just pointed out that, hey, that's what they were there to do. You know, they forgot about playing soccer. They were more about pretending to be social justice warriors. That was the goal of the day, and they accomplished their goal. They were heroes for the left. Who cares if they lost? Who cares if they stunk? They made their mark. Derek Hunter writes, they remembered to kneel during the national anthem, so they achieved their number one goal for the Olympics. And Megan Rapinoe was quoted on the loss, and she said, we got our butts kicked, didn't we? She used a different word than butts. I thought we were a little tight, a little nervous, just doing dumb stuff. But other people summed it up a little bit simpler, like Stephen Miller said, showed up to kneel, didn't show up to play. Do you notice that's a trend? And I don't want to get too far into it, but a lot of these players who focus so much on being like the next Colin Kaepernick, it doesn't bode well for their career. I remember one of the skiers, Lindsey Vonn, is that her name, the skier? She took this big stance against Trump. If I win gold, blah, blah, blah. And then she didn't even end up competing. They all talk about when I win, when I get up there, or, you know, I'm going to kneel for this. I mean, how about you just focus on playing the game? You know, let's focus up. Let's prioritize. Don't worry about sticking it to all of those Neanderthals back in America. Just focus on playing the game and maybe you'll do a little bit better.
If that was me, I'm just saying, if that was me, they are lucky that was not me.
I never think it goes well for them when they make this big stink about how wonderful they are and, you know, giving the U.S. the middle finger everywhere they go. And then they lose 3-0. Wah, wah. And I don't care. And it really made me think, is anyone watching this stuff? I mean, I hate to say it, because I know that there are some athletes who really do love America and they train their whole lives and they get there and it's incredible. But I haven't been watching this year because it's being infiltrated by this wokeness.
Oh, yeah. When you told me what the poll question was, I literally said, oh, yeah, I forgot that was happening.
I wouldn't know.
No idea. Yeah.
Jared, if it wasn't for like Jerry Callahan and a few guys retweeting these articles out about when people lose, I wouldn't know it was on. I think that I tend to sometimes catch a little bit of the gymnastics because I just think that what those people can do as far as, you know, contorting their bodies and flipping through the air, it really is incredible. And so I watch that sometimes. What the gymnast can do is wild. But besides that, I mean, swimming, soccer, I don't really watch any of it. So my answer is no.
93% of the audience says no. They agree with you.
All right. Now, before we get into this list of the FBI's most embarrassing failures, I will take some calls here. Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi. Good afternoon. A number of years ago, we had an incident here in Vermont. And I called the FBI office in Boston. So she asked me my name, and I told her. I also said to her, my father was in the FBI during World War II. Oh, and she was a long pause, and she says, Dave, the FBI is not the same organization that your father was in.
Well, I don't know about that whole story, but the FBI is definitely more political than it was. I mean, you just had to look at Peter Strzok's text. And you would know that. I mean, he said he could smell the Trump support at a Walmart. That doesn't sound like someone who's not involved in politics. But let's go through this list. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz released a report Wednesday in which he accused the Bureau of failing to adequately respond to sexual abuse allegations against disgraced U.S. gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. The report also alleged that after receiving the first complaint against Nassar in 2015, the Bureau neither notified state nor local officials or authorities that he was under investigation, nor did they notify agents in Lansing, Michigan, where Nassar was employed at the time by Michigan State University. Nassar would end up being accused of sexually assaulting at least 265 women. That's just the most recent, you know? That's just the last week. Let's go a little further back. In 2018, Horowitz released a report rebuking the FBI for using the unverified information in the Salacious Steele dossier to obtain a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA warrant, to spy on former Trump campaign aide Carter Page, who they accused of working as a Russian agent. The report found that FBI agents failed to verify any of the allegations from Christopher Steele. A former British intelligence agent whose primary subsource for the dossier was previously investigated by the Bureau as a Russian spy. Horowitz also detailed 17 examples of information that contradicted the dossier that were withheld when agents presented their case to the FISA court. So it wasn't so much that the FISA court, you can make the argument there too. I mean, we should just get rid of the FISA courts, but I don't think it was so much that they made the wrong decisions. They were given false information, or they weren't given the full information, the full scope of what the FBI knew. Kevin Kleinsmith, this is a part of it that often gets forgotten, an FBI lawyer involved in both the Crossfire Hurricane investigation and special counsel's probe, sent several anti-Trump text messages in 2016 to fellow FBI employees, one of which said, "Viva la résistance." He would later be sentenced to probation and community service for his role in falsifying an email about Carter Page. Because, you know, if you if you do something illegal, but it's all with the end goal of getting Trump, you'll get community service. But if you, you know, return a fraudulent bottle cap in your early 20s and then you work for Donald Trump at some point, you will be brought to justice. You will serve your time, damn it. Peter Strzok, former deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterintelligence division, would also come under heavy criticism from Republicans. We were pouncing and seizing. For anti-Trump text exchanges he had in 2016 with his lover, FBI lawyer, Lisa Page, leading to his dismissal from the Bureau. You guys remember those. Is Trump really going to be president? No. No, he's not. We'll stop it. In addition to political bias that has tainted the Bureau's reputation, the FBI has also endured a series of failures to stop mass tragedies before they occurred, despite being warned. I would argue this is the worst thing that they've done. The FBI had either been warned or tipped off to the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooter, the 2018 Parkland shooter, the 2013 Boston bomber, and 2009 Fort Hood shooter, as well as the recent Boulder grocery store shooter and Nashville Christmas bomber. In the case of the Pulse nightclub shooter, it would later be revealed that his father had been an FBI informant for over a decade prior to the shooting. When the deadliest mass shooting in American history occurred in October 17 at a country music concert in Las Vegas, the FBI wrapped up its investigation without conclusively determining a motive for the shooter. Perhaps the worst FBI misstep, and I would disagree with this because I think some of the shooting situations where they knew and they had tips and, you know, relatives have been calling and on the phone with FBI agents, I think those are unforgivable. I mean, so many kids in those schools, just so many lives ruined. I just can't get over those. But this is Daily Caller. It says, perhaps the worst FBI misstep, however, was their decades-long failure to bring notorious sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein to justice. In the four-hour Netflix special, which I did watch, by the way, Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, painter Maria Farmer and her teenage sister Annie both said they contacted the FBI about being sexually abused by Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell in 1996. Years later, in 2006, U.S. attorneys would shut down a federal sex trafficking investigation into Epstein in Florida after he pled guilty to state prostitution charges. Despite refusing to bring one of the most notorious sex criminals that has ever lived to justice, the FBI finds time to encourage Americans to spy on each other. They seize Legos from the homes of January 6 defendants, and they send 15 agents to investigate hate crime allegations that turn out to be garage door pull cords. Bubba Wallace. Instead of investigating the alleged tip it received from Epstein's abuse in 1996, the FBI was instead finding the time to funnel false information to journalists in order to smear 33-year-old Richard Jewell, the security guard who saved many lives by discovering a pipe bomb that had been placed in a crowded venue during the 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta. He was a hero. He discovered a bomb, and his reward for that was to have his life ruined by the FBI. Just today, BuzzFeed News reported that FBI informants had a hand in nearly every aspect, starting with its inception of the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in October of last year. The extent of their involvement raises questions as to whether there would have been a conspiracy without them, the report added. All of these miserable failures and corrupt activities have led to a crisis of credibility at America's principal law enforcement agency. And that, my friends, is putting it mildly.
And 774 just brought up, what about the good leaving alone with the Hunter Biden laptop?
I only have so much time, guys. I'm already, you see how fast I'm reading these things? I'm trying to pack it all in. And we haven't even gotten to Dr. Fauci yet. That's for the 1 o'clock hour. I'm starting to think I need to push this show out a little bit and make it a couple more hours. We'll have an hour a day dedicated to FBI failings. Eden Pure is extending the Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack offer for 1 week only. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200, and you'll save $200. Now, Jared, you have a unit in your car. I have a unit in my kitchen. I think you also have a unit in your basement.
I do, yes. I have it to take care of any old paper/comic book smell with my collection there. And it's great because it eliminates the odor and you know, it's in the basement, so it gets a little dirty. It can get a little musty or stuffy at times, but not with the thunderstorm. I turn it on, and within minutes, and I mean within minutes, it gets rid of that smell. Everything smells great. It smelled almost like it smelled this morning, if you went outside this morning after
exactly.
the thunderstorms. That's exactly how it smells, because you have purified air. It's ionized. It creates a super oxygen and gets rid of anything nasty in the air.
Yeah, and the best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit, but not the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word GRACE3. The three-pack special ends this week. We'll be right back with your calls. It's The Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. By the way, I keep reading that Chris Christie is going to run for president. I have two words why you should not vote for Chris Christie. Christopher Ray. Christopher Ray. Christopher Ray. I'll say it all day long. No, absolutely not. No, thank you. Zebra, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Grace. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
For the people who want to do their deep dive and ask Howie, he probably knows about this. The FBI cut its teeth on going after politicians back in 78-80 with the ABSCAM investigation that morphed from art theft and forgery into trying to bribe U.S. representatives and senators. Coincidentally, all but one were Democrats, and they actually convicted many taking bribes, and they set up a phony sting, and there was no criminal. It was the FBI going in and trying to bribe senators from New Jersey.
What they call, Zebra, entrapment? Is that what entrapment entails?
That's the word for it. That's the word for it. Creating the crime in order to trap the criminal. But there were convictions. Most of all, except for one, were Democrats, and they learned that they could do this. So it goes a long way back, and anyone can research it. It's ABSCAM, ABSCAM. And it's all over the internet, but...
I think Howie Carr is going to get into a lot of this today, without a doubt. I just wanted to add this in. My dad just texted me. He said, this FBI stuff is incredible. To know what a huge mistake Ray's appointment was, there was never 1 minute of contemplation in replacing him for the Biden administration. Joe welcomed him with open arms. Isn't that the truth? That tells you all you need to know. All right, guys, we're going to keep going with this. We'll also talk about Dr. Fauci versus Dr. Rand Paul coming up next.